Well, I think it's just the question, really, on some level, of just our urgency. You know, we're not, you know, and you see it with communication, or that there's an urgency that we had when we got behind. Or, you know, you get to a point where we're not playing well for a while, and then, you know, it kicks in and the level raises, and we've got to do a better job of maintaining that or reaching that or at least approaching that, you know, and during the guts of the game, not just at the end of the game. But it's, you know, it's a – can look at it one way and say we gave up 38 points in the third quarter, or you can say we gave up 16 in the fourth. So the fact that there's such a disparity – to me, points to just focus and mental concentration. And certainly some of that's, you know, them hitting some really tough shots. But I don't think that a swing that's that great can't be attributable to just the external circumstances of the game. And some of that comes from us.
Andy.
Joe Johnson, great night tonight, plus 20, 18 points. First of all, what did you see from him? And I guess, bigger picture, how much do you think you can use that lineup with him at the four?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been, it's part of the growth of our team and finding out about our team. You know, when we've had, on some level, necessity, you know, with Derek being out and then playing the five tonight, and, you know, we've had depth at that position. So we've used it, but we've been injured on the wing, you know, whether it's been Alec, you know, for the first part of the season, or Rodney right now. So we've needed minutes from him at the three. I think he's just getting more and more comfortable on the floor in general, and particularly at that position as we use it more. So we're going to keep using him that way. We're trying to figure out, you know, the ebb and flow of the game. Every time that we start to get closer, we have an injury, and, you know, it's different without Rodney. You know, all of a sudden, Joe and Alec are in very different roles, and neither one of them, they both struggled tonight. So Joe Johnson's role is, I think, tracking kind of the same for a little while, and I think that's helping him. And certainly, if we have an opportunity to finish with him or play him at the four when he's playing like that, that we will.
Aaron. Oh, sorry, Dana.
How about the play of Dante Exum today? 11 points, 3 assists, a steal. He seemed to be into it from right when you put him in.
Yeah, I mean, I think just the way that we've tried to make clear that, like, why are we doing this to Dante? Continuing to ask about how he's doing. He's a second-year player who's coming off a knee surgery. I know he's in his third year, but he didn't play last year, and he's learning. So what he's been doing is really, really working hard. And I think he's been committed to the process of his development and not getting hung up on, you know, all the things that he can't control. Just using the games to get a good barometer, like, what do I need to do better? How can I be better? And, you know, and then work on it. And invariably, opportunities come. It's the way it works. You know, a couple games ago, you know, he took a DNP and Alec was playing the point. Rodney gets hurt. He comes in at the point today, and then all of a sudden he's playing alongside George Hill because he's playing good. So sometimes for players, especially young players, you know, they want to have it all perfectly mapped out. And it really, even if you want it that way, it rarely works out that way. And I think he's embraced some of the adversity that he's going through as a player. And when guys do that and they grind, it feels good to see him have some success like he did tonight. So I'm happy for him. He's worked hard, and he helped us win. That's the biggest thing. It's not about Dante. It's about what Dante did for the Jazz tonight, and he gave us a huge boost.
Aaron.
In addition to just the tactical benefits of going small like you did with Joe, is it comforting as a coach to have one of your more veteran players out there in that role and you know, taking over at the end of a game?
Yeah, I think Joe, his presence offensively, he's got a calming effect on just the way he plays. You know, we started the game with, what, six, I don't know how many turnovers. It was awful. And he's one of those guys that late in the game, you feel good about when he's got the ball that he's going to make a good decision. You know, even if he misses a shot, you're probably going to get a shot. And one of the things that we've seen from him this year, and it's, you know, he's a selfless player, is he's been really good finding people, especially late, as people collapse on him. So we've got a lot of confidence in him, and you know, I like the fact that he's been a playmaker for us as much as anything, and you know, and then being able to switch in pick and roll, you know, the fact that he's not 22 anymore, but he can still take a challenge and he'll defend the ball and keep somebody in front of him, and that's big late too defensively.